Okay, we're starting here with the Mishnah on the top of Ted Vav Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Kodshei mizbeach mistarfim zeim ze lemi'ila ulechayev elei mishim pugul notar vitameh." When it comes to the kodshei mizbeach, you can have a chatzi kezayit of one korban, another chatzi kezayit of another korban, and they will come together be mitzareif to be mechayev a person for problems within kodshim, which is pigul notar tameh, as well as the din of mi'ila to be mitzareif for a pruta. The minimum value for violation of mi'ilah, then different karbanot, if you get hana from two different karbanot with the amount of a pruta, they give me mitzareif to mechayev the individual mi'ilah. Kodshei bedek abayit, mitzareifim zeim ze. The same is true when it comes to kodshei bedek abayit, kodeshim that were donated to the treasury of the mikdash for the upkeep, the maintenance of the Beit HaMikdash. Over there as well, different items will be mitzareif in terms of mi'ilah, obviously, because pigul, notar, v'tamei are not relevant with kodshei berek habayit. Echad kodshei mizbeach, ve'echad kodshei berek habayit mitzareifim zeim ze mi'ilah. When it comes to kodshei mizbeach and kodshei berek habayit, the only overlap between them is obviously in the world of mi'ilah. Pigul notar v'tameh is not relevant but kodshei berek habayit, so they cannot be mitzareif with kodshei mizbeach for that. On the other hand, mi'ilah, which is relevant in both of them, they can be mitzareif. So we have a chatzi pruta of hana from something that is kodshei mizbeach, and a chatzi pruta of hana from something that is kodshei berek habayit. They will be mitzareif to create the single pruta that you need to be in violation of mi'ilah. So Gemara says, hashta yesh lomar diktoni. The conclusion of the Mishnah, the last line of the Mishnah is Echad Kodshei Mizbeach Ved Kodshei Berek Habayit. That when it comes to Kodshei Mizbeach and Kodshei Berek Habayit, the High Kedushat HaGuf, the High Kedushat Tamim, then one of them is a Kedushat HaGuf, meaning the Kodshei Mizbeach. One of them is Kedushat Tamim, which is the Kodshei Berek Habayit. Afilu Hochi Tani Mitztarfim Zeim Zeh. Nevertheless, we still say in the Mishnah that they're mitzareif one to the other. Kodshei Mizbeach and Kodshei Mizbeach Nibayeh. Why do you need to ask about Kodshei Mizbeach? Kodshei Mizbeach to be mitzareif with another Kodshei Mizbeach? That you have to mention at all in the Mishnah? Once you know the din that Kodshei Mizbeach are even mitzareif with Kodshei Berek Habayit, then it's obvious that between different types of Kodshei Mizbeach, they should be mitzareif. It says, Mishum Taktoni Allah, Chayev Aleh, Mishum Pikul Notar B'Tamei. And because by Kodshei Mizbeach, they have this additional aspect, which is that they are Chayav for Pikul Notar B'Tamei, that Kodshei Mizbeach, either Lo Iko Hochi or Leko Hochi, that does not apply to Kodshei Berek Habayit. Therefore, the Mishnah broke it down into component parts. It gives us the final din, which is that Kodshei Berek Habayit and Kodshei Mizbeach amidst the Rifim Zem Zelim Yilah. But it also gave us the din of Kodshei Mizbeach separate from Kodshei Berek Habayit, because Kodshei Mizbeach also has this additional aspect about not only is it mitzareif one or the other for mi'ilah, but it's also mitzareif for pigul notar b'tameh, and that would not come out of the fact that we can say that bejek habayit and mizbeach are mitzareif, because that only teaches us with regards to mi'ilah. In order to get the din of pigul notar b'tameh, we would also have to separate out kodshei mizbeach amitzareim zeim zeh, even though it should be obvious from kodshei mizbeach and kodshei berek habayit being mitzareif, then certainly kodshei mizbeach and kodshei mizbeach. Nevertheless, the Mishnah spelled it out in order to give us the additional din of pigul notar v'tameh, which is mitzareif by different types of kodshei mizbeach. So now we have a statement by Rabbi Yanai. I'm Rabbi Yanai Mefcharta. It's clear to me, ein chayavim mishum mi'ilah, el al kodshei berek habayit v'olah bilvad. The only things that you are chayav for mi'ilah are kodshei berek habayit and olah. The reason being, my time at the Makor Nefesh, kitimo mal, v'chata bishkagam, when a person performs mi'ilah, mi'ilah has to be mikodshei Hashem. Now, kodshei Hashem indicates that these are kodoshim that are solely and uniquely dedicated to Hashem. So when it says, kitimo mal, v'chata bishkagam, mikodshei Hashem, those kodshei Hashem indicate us. Things that have mi'ilah are things that are miyuchadim l'Hashem. So that is true of kodshei berek habayit, which are miyuchadim l'Hashem. And that's also true of an olah, which all goes entirely to Hashem. Aval kodshei mizbeach, other karbanot besides the olah, itbu the kohanim, a portion of them goes to the kohanim, itbu the balim, and sometimes the balim get a portion of them. So therefore, there is no din of mi'ilah by kodshei mizbeach. There are some who want to take out the girsa of the olah bilvad, that they only want to have Rabbi Yanai's statement referencing to kodshei berek habayit. Now the reason to leave out olah is because the orot, the skins of the olah, go to the kohanim. So it's also not miyuchad Hashem. It's also not completely Hashem. Maybe you should include olat ta'of, which does go kulo Hashem, but olat beima has a portion that goes to the kohanim. But Rabbi Yanai in other places says that kodesh Hashem does reference olah, and therefore Tosafot says even if you're not goreis it, It's still true that Rabbi Yanai believes that Olah is included under the term Kodesh Hashem. The reason you wouldn't write it here if you eliminate it from the Girsa is because it's not Psika Le Milta. By Kodesh Berak Abayit, it's true across the board that they're called Kodesh Hashem. By Kodesh Mizbeach, you can't make a definitive statement. You can only make it about the Olah, and therefore they would leave it out. So you could have it either way. You can have Olah excluded because they wrote the Kohanim and it doesn't fit in, and therefore he only is referencing Kodesh Berak Abayit. But it makes more sense to say that he would have included Olah. Whether you write it or not depends on whether you think he included everything that he said, or he just included the things that were psikolei milta, that were definitive. He left out Olah, which wasn't definitive, but he does believe that that belongs in the term of Kodesh Hashem. Where it says, what are you talking about? We have plenty of Mishnayot that seem to indicate otherwise. It's none. Our Mishnah, Kodesh Mizbeach Mitztafim Zeim Zelim Yila. Our Mishnah says that multiple Kodesh Mizbeach are Mitztareif. So over there, you can say it's Olah and something else, but it has to be something else as well. That is Mitztareif. Where it says, Midrabanan. Over here, we're talking about a Din Mi'ila Midrabanan, not a Din Mi'ila Deoraita. Min Torah, only an Olah would be included. Like earlier in the Masechta, the first Mishnah, Kodesh Kodeshim, Shishachatan Bidarom, Mo'alim Behem. Kodesh Kodeshim, which were shechted on the southern side improperly, they still have a din mi'ila. It does not clear them from mi'ila. That means that there is a din mi'ila in other kodesh kodeshim. Kodesh kodeshim is the general category. It includes Olah, but has other korbanot in it as well. Where it says again, midrabanan. That's only mi'ila midrabanan. It's none. Hanenen min achatat kashichaya. Mishnah that we're going to see later on, which was quoted earlier in the Masechta. Person who gets hanah from a chatat when it's still alive. Lo ma'al achiv go. There is no din mi'ilah until he causes some sort of diminishment in value in the chatat. Again, we mentioned before when we discussed this, we're talking about here a chatat balmum. It says it's a chatat balmum, it's omed damim. Its only purpose is to be sold for its value in order to use the proceeds to pay for something for the mizbeach and to bring another karban with it. Therefore, you only are mo'el in it when you diminish that value. You get hana from it and you diminish that value. Kshimeta, once it's dead, came in shenena koshu mal. So once it's dead, then if you get any enough from it, then you're moel right away. Because over there is no value left in the animal in the sense that you can't do anything with it. You can't be podeet, because we aren't podeet kodashim the kalavim to give it to the dogs. And then you can't use it on mizbeach because it's a chatat mamum and it's meita. So you're moel right away because there has to be no diminishment in value. There really is no value to this animal. It just has a din mi'il in it. Again, he says midrabanan. It's only a din midrabanan. Mar says, midoraita lo. Is that really true that there's no din mi'ila deoraita? Vatanya, Rebbe Omer, ko chelev la'ashem. Says by the Isra of chelev, it says ko chelev la'ashem. Lirabot, that comes to include a murei koche kalim le mi'ila. So there it comes to include the fact that koche kalim, which generally don't have any din of mi'ila associated with them, yet after zrikat adam, the emurim, the fats that go on the mizbeach, they will have a din of mi'ilah. They become like kodshei kodoshim, kodshei Hashem, and they do have a din of mi'ilah. He says again, midrabanan. That's only a din derabanan. Vaha kraka nasivla. What do you mean it's derabanan? He brings and quotes a pasuk, Rebbe, to bring a proof from it. How can you call that derabanan? He says, asmach the ba'alma. It's not a real limud that makes it doraita. It's just a smach from the pasuk. It's relying on the pasuk to bring about a din derabanan. Ruah says in the name of Yochanan, this is a phrase that we've seen many times, the kodshim that die, they leave, their mi'ilah leaves them minatorah. They have a residual mi'ilah midrabanan, but minatorah, they lose their mi'ilah. Now, b'mai, what type of korban are we talking about here? Ilei mebekodshe bedek abayit, if we're talking about something that was donated for the upkeep, maintenance of Beit HaMikdash, even after they die, why should that diminish their value to the Berek HaBayit? It should be no worse than donating a dump, a garbage dump, and the garbage in it to Kodesh. You sell it, you monetize it, and the value is used for the maintenance and upkeep of the Mikdash. Even though you're Makdish and Ashpala Berek HaBayit, love Idba Me'ilah, there's still a Dida Me'ilah, so why not over here? Those who ask over here, how does the mark compare between Kodesh Berek HaBayit and the Ashpa? By the Ashpa, there's no need for Hamada V'Arocha. There's no need to stand it up and have it assessed. That's not true by animals. If you were Makdish an animal to Berek HaBayit, you have to do Hamada V'Arocha. So those who gives two answers, one possibility is, this is according to the Mandamar, that there's no need for Hamada V'Arocha in Kodesh Berek HaBayit. Or number two, even according to one who says there is a need for Hamada V'Arocha, they already did Hamada V'Arocha, just the animal died before he actually redeemed it. So he's redeeming it after death, but the Amarat HaBaracha was completed, and therefore it's comparable to the Ashba. The other thing Tosfot asks is that we have a principle of Ein Podim Kodshim Laichilam Neklavim. I mentioned this before by the Kodshim Mizbeach, but Tosfot says, the Gemara says also by Kodshim Berek Abayit. So over here, how can the Gemara assume that we're talking about Kodshim Berek Abayit after it died, and then you redeem it? You can't redeem it, Laicham Neklavim. So Tosfot says he distinguishes between Kodshim Mizbeach and Kodshim Berek Abayit. By Kodshim Mizbeach, we're not podim them, period, after they die. By Kodshei Berek Abayit, after they die, you're not allowed to be podedem al-chilam neklavim, but you are allowed to be podedem for other types of hana'ah. And that's what the Gemara is referencing over here, that why don't we say that the case that they're talking about is Kodshei Berek Abayit, and he'll redeem them for some other hana'ah. They do have a monetary value that you could get out of them. The Gemara's answer is, no, because they do have monetary value, and therefore the mi'ilah remains with them, and they have a din of mi'ilah. So if there's a din of mi'ilah over here, how could they say that there is no din of mi'ilah? Ella must be talking about Kodshei Mizbeach. If we're talking about Kodshei Mizbeach, D'oraita mi'it b'o mi'ilah. According to you, Rabbi Yannai, there is no din of mi'ilah mi'd'oraita. There's only a din of mi'ilah mi'd'rabanan. But Ula, Rabbi Yochanan's statement is clear that the only time there's a din of mi'ilah mi'd'rabanan is after death. That means prior to death, there clearly is a din of mi'ilah mi'd'oraita. So here it's clear you can't say that they were talking about a din d'rabanan, but rather we're talking about a din d'oraita, and we now have to amend the statement of Rabbi Yannai to fit into this. From the pasuk, the ikar pasuk by Mi'ilah, nefesh kitumo ma'al v'chata'a bishkaga mikodshei Hashem, that pasuk is referring to kodshei berek abayit, and you could include an olah from that pasuk, because those are kodshei Hashem. The other kodshei mizbeach are not included from that pasuk. We have to have a separate limud to teach us that they have a din in mi'ilah. What is that pasuk? Rashi claims that the pasuk is krachrin and afklan mikodshei mizbeach itbu mi'ilah dichtiv in our this week's parsha parshat emor v'ish kiyochal kodesh bishkaga. That is parshat emor. It says a person who eats or consumes from kodesh bishkaga, then he has to pay a chomesh, a keren v'chomesh. And there it says the b'chol kodesh. Ma'ariv Rashi says it's talking about all types of kodesh. What's difficult and interesting about Rashi is that the Gemara in other places darshes the pasuk of ish kiyochal kodesh bishkaga to reference truma and not to reference kodeshim. And Rashi yet brings this down as the proof to the fact that there is mi'ilai by other kodeshim. Tosfot disagrees, and Tosfot says that he thinks that the source or the pasuk is from this. Since Rebbe learns from the pasuk of kol chelev lahashem, from kol chelev lahashem we see that we also include the emurim, the fats, kochim kalim, to be in the world of mi'ilah, that sheds light on the pasuk of kodesh Hashem. We would have thought the word kodesh Hashem means exclusively those things that are kodosh, miuchad, and only for Hashem. And that would be berek abayit and the olah. But once we know from the other pasuk of chol chelev, from kol chelev Hashem, that pasuk comes to teach us that the emurim of kodshim kalim are also included in the din mi'ilah, that helps us to redefine what the word kodshei Hashem means. Now we see that kodshei Hashem doesn't mean only miyuchad Hashem. It also includes things like the emurim of kodshim kalim. Once we've done that, then kodshei Hashem will include all of the kodshei mizbeach, because we've now opened up or expanded the definition of kodshei Hashem. You could also argue simply that it's a kal v'chomer. If by the emurim of kodshim kalim, where the basar goes to other individuals, there we still say the emurim have a din in mi'ilah, then certainly the emurim of kodshei kodashim and the basar before zrika should have a din in mi'ilah. So that's the way Tosafot learns. Rashi again learns it out of the pasuk v'ishka yochal kodesh bishkaga. Right, next mishnah. Tabishat dvarim be'olah mitzarfim zeim zeh. There are five parts of the olah that are mitzarif together. Habasar, the flesh, achelev, the fats, the solet, the flour, the yayin, and the wine, the shemen, and the oil. It's obvious that the solet, yayin, and shemen are not part of the olah, but they are the minchat nisachim that comes along with the olah, and they are mitzareit together with the olah for things that will be a kezayit in terms of, for instance, male b'chutz, things that a person is makriv and be chayav v'shkutei chutz, or for pigul notar v'tamei. All these items are mitzareit together to create the kezayit that you need. V'shisha b'todah. By the todah, we have an additional item that's added in, which is a basar, v'chelev, So this is the same as the olah. Hasolot v'yayin v'shemen, again the same as the olah, because there's a minchat nisachim that comes along with the todah ve'alechem. The additional item by the todah is the lechem, the 40 lechemim that come with the todah. So in addition to the minchat nisachim, you also have the lechemim that are mitzdareif, again for shkutei chutz, and are mitzdareif for dinim like pigul, notar, v'tamei. So matni le ravuna the rova. Earlier changed the gear set from rova to rabba or rabba berei. Rabba, the son of ravuna. Chamisha devarim be'olam mitztarfim zeim zeh. There are five things in the world that are mitztarev together. Say samalei be'olam kamart? You say that means be'olam, meaning that in all karbanot there are five things that are mitztarev together. Vaktani, the next line in the Mishnah is bitodah, vav devarim. There are six things by the todah that are mitztarev. Shebetodah, basar, v'chala, v'solot, v'yayim, v'shem, v'lachmei todah. So how could you say ha'olam? That means everything. Amalei, he said back to him today, ba'olah. Amend your statement, which you're quoting from the Mishnah, is incorrect. It's not ba'olam, but rather be'olah. There are five things be'olah, not be'olam, that are mitztavim zeim zeh. By the todah, there are six things that are mitztarev zeim zeh. Tanina l'had etanu rabbanan. We have a mission that supports something that we've always known from a braita, which is, olot ve'imurim mitztarfim lebekazayit. The olah and the fats are mitztarev to bekazayit lotam b'chutz. For shchutei chutz, or for male b'chutz, u'lechayev eleh mishum pigo notar v'tamei. B'chayev pigo notar v'tamei. Tani be'olah in ve'shlamim lo. This is only true by an olah, it's not true by a shlamim. Why won't you be chayav for pigo notar v'tamei in shlamim together with the imurim? Why won't you be chayav for male b'chutz by shlamim? So Mar says, Bishlom ala ala tam b'chutz. I understand by ala b'chutz, ola de kalil hi mitztarfim. Ola, which is kalil mizbeach, when you put it outside, ala b'chutz, that's why it's mitztarif. Shlamim lo mitztarfim. On the other hand, shlamim are not, because shlamim are eaten by the balim, are eaten by the kohanim. They don't belong to the mizbeach, so there's no din of ma'ale b'chutz. Ela chayiv aleim mishum pigolo notar b'tamei. When it comes to people no tar v'tamei, shlamim, amai lo mechayiv. When it comes to people no tar v'tamei, they have application both to achilat adam and to achilat mizbeach. Achilat adam is the basar, whether it's eaten by the kohanim or the balim. Achilat mizbeach is the imurim that go on the mizbeach. So there, shlamim should be equal to the olah. Amai lo mechayiv. Why won't you be chayav? Atznan. Kol ha-pigulim mitztarfim zeim zeh. Kol ha-notarot mitztarfot zuim zu. Next Mishnah that we're going to read. Pigul and notar, from any korban are mitztarev together to make up a gezayit. So it doesn't matter whether it's shlamim or an olah. So ema, let us say the statement is, olah ve'emureha mitztarfim zeim zeh le gezayit. By the olah itself, and the murim are mitztarfim to a gezayit, lizrok alehem et adam. In order to allow one to be do zrikat adam. Kevin de mitztarfim lizarek et adam chayav. And uman k'tani lo, who's the author of that braita? Rabbi Yoshua. Tanya, Rabbi Yoshua mer, kol hazvachim shibit torash nishtar mehen kezayit basar, u kezayit chelev zarek et adam. If you have left over, at least a kezayit basar or a kezayit of chelev, then you can do zrikat adam on any korban in the Torah. Ki chatzi zayit basar, chatzi zayit chelev, inu zarek et adam. If you have a chatzi zayit basar, a chatzi zayit chelev, they're not mitztarev to allow you to do zrikat adam. Ubolah, by Allah, that's different. Afilu ki chatzi zayit basar, chatzi zayit chelev, zorek et adam. But even by an olah, even if you have a half zayit basar, half zayit of chelev, you can't be zorek adam, ibneu shikula kalil. Because it entirely goes on the mizbeach, which means that by the olah, the basar and the emurim are both a din in achilat mizbeach. Now, what Rabbi Yeshua believes is that b'shtei achilot akatuv midaber. The Torah tells us that there are two achilot. Each one is independent to each other. There's achilat adam and there's achilat mizbeach. So you need at least one of them to be intact. I have a gezayit, a minimum gezayit of one of them to produce zrikat adam. By the olah, there is no two achilot. There is only one achilah, that's achilat mizbeach. Since there's only one achilah, therefore the basar and the imurim can be mitztarev together to make up the gezayit that you need in order to do zrikat adam. Ubemincha, afidu kula kehemet lo yizrok. By mincha, if it's still around, you can't do any zrikat adam. What's a mincha have to do with this at all? Samara Papa, minchat nisachim. We're talking about the minchat nisachim that comes along with the korban olah. And what it's teaching you is that even if the minchat nisachim is still around, you lost everything. You lost the chelev, you lost the basar, you have nothing left. Can you do zrikat adam in the olah because the minchat nisachim is still around? The answer is no. It's not considered to be like the goof of the korban. It's not to be sin or to be like basar and chelev, and therefore it's not good enough. Even if the whole minchat nisachim is there, it's not good enough to allow one to do zrikat hadam. So therefore, based on this, since they are mitzteref, lizareket adam, and because of that, your chayav, pi malelem bachutz, if you do Allah bachutz, if you do adzi bazayit bazar and chayav bachutz, you're also chayav, and you be chayav mishim pigul notar vitamei. You know, this is unique to the olah, the ability to have the chayav and the bazar be mitzteref, because they has this unique quality that it's olah mizbeach. It was nikravah lemizbeach, but it's separate from achilat adam. So therefore, you can't do zrikat adam if you only have a chatzik gezayit of chelev and chatzik gezayit of basar. You need either gezayit of chelev or gezayit of basar. And also, they will not be mitzaref from malei bachutz, because malei bachutz, the chelev is relevant by shlamim, the basar is not relevant by shlamim. And since it's not kosher bifnim, that won't be mitzaref to make you chayab bachutz. And it also will not create pigul notar v'tamei, because you need to have matirav that were brought properly. You have to do the zrikat adam that creates a kosher karban. That is true by the olah, that is not true by the shlamim. And therefore the statement in the Braita is that because the olah has this unique property of joining a chatzi gezayit and a chatzi gezayit of basar and chaylev, therefore will end up having the din of an isur of malei bachutz and pigul notar v'tamei in that instance, which is not true in all other karbanot. Now, the next Mishnah, Hachuma, Utrumat Maaser, Utrumat Maaser Shel Demai, Vechala, Vabikurim, Mitztarfim Zeim Zeh. So Truma is Truma Gedola, which is the 2% that you take off in the beginning of the crops. Trumat Maaser is the Maaser Rishon that's given to the Levi. He removes a tenth of that and gives it to the Kohen. That's Maaser Min HaMaaser. Trumat Maaser Shel Demai. Trumat Maaser Shel Demai is Demai, which is where you have produce that has a safek. It was bought from an Am Haaretz. You have a safek whether Trumot and Masrot were taken off of it. In general, we assume they took off Truma because it takes nothing to take off the Truma for it. In terms of Trumat Maaser, we have a safek whether they took it off because they're not so aware of it. Therefore, in order to take care of that, your Mafrish Maaser Rishon, which is 1/10, and from that, your mafrish, another 10th, 1% of the total, and you give that to the Kohen, in order to get rid of the chiyuv mita bidei shamayim from the Trumat Maaser. The Maaser Rishon you keep, because it's a motzi mechavero alav ha-raya. So therefore you keep the Maaser Rishon, but in terms of the Trumat Maaser, you give it to the Kohen. Vechala, chala is what you mafrish when you need dough for the purpose of baking. If you have a large enough quantity, you are mafrish, either 1/24th, if you're doing it in a home-baked situation, 1/48, if it's in a commercial situation, you give it to the Kohen. And the Bikurim are the first fruits that you bring up to Yerushalayim. They are all mitzarif, zeim zeh le'asor, ulechayev aleim et chomesh, to make something asor, meaning that Truma, we know in general, has a din that it doesn't have to be rove in order to make something into problematic. It's problematic, number one, if it's in a ratio of 100 to 1, so these are mitzareif to make up that 1 in 100 to make something asur, as well as if it's a gorein. For instance, if it causes bread to rise, if it's the su'or that causes the bread to rise, if it comes from truma, it makes that bread asur. So they be mitzareif together to make up the su'or. Ulechayev aleim chomesh, if you eat them pishogeg, you'll be chayav to replace it with the karen and chomesh. Kol ha-pigulim mitztarfim zeim zeh, v'chol ha-notarim mitztarfim zeim zeh. That's what we quoted from before up in our Gemara, that all pigul and notar can be mitztareif zeim zeh. So my taima, what's the reason that all these items are mitztareif? Kulu ikreit truma. All of these items are called truma. That means truma gedola, trumat maaser shel demai, chala bikurim are all called truma. Gabei chalakti reshit arisotechem, chali tarimu truma l'ashem. By the chala it says, the first piece of your dough you will separate out as a truma l'ashem. So over there you see that the pasuk calls chala truma. Then it brings a proof for bikurim, because it says the tanya pasuk in Dvarim that says those things are items that you must bring up to the mikdash. And in the list of items there it says trumat yadecha. And the Gemara darshins on trumat yadecha, that's elu ha-bikurim. Aval inach lo tzricha. The others you don't need a pasuk for. The others are called truma. They are truma, so therefore you don't need a puzzle to tell me they're truma. Truma, trumat maaser, and trumat maaser shel demai are forms of truma. But challah and bikurim, we have to show to you, or prove to you, that they have a din in truma. Since they all are called truma, and since they all have a din in truma, therefore they're all mitzareif together. And being mitzareif together means, number one, that they are not batel, 100 to 1, meaning they can be mitzareif to make up the 1. That'll make it problematic if they're in a mixture. And number two is if they cause something to be machmitz, then if they are the goreim, if they are the catalyst for the item rising, then they will make it into something that is truma. And lastly, in terms of eating them bishogeg, if you eat them bishogeg, you're chayav to repay v'keren v'chomesh, And if you're paying the Keren v'chomesh, they're all mitzdarif together to cause you to have to pay for the Keren v'chomesh. We'll stop over here because the next Mishnah goes all the way through the daf.